Nike co-founder Phil Knight donates $1 million to Republican Oregon governor candidate Christine Drazan. By Paul Bois on October 10, 2022. Nike co-founder Phil Knight has donated $1 million to elect Republican Oregon gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazan in an increasingly tight race against Democrat Tina Kotek. Knight's donation to Drazan's campaign comes after he donated $3.75 million to independent candidate Betsy Johnson, signaling his strong dislike for Tina Kotek. Republican strategist Rebecca Twee told KGW Knight's donation said the two donations are not meant as an endorsement of either candidate but rather an attack against the Democrat candidate. It's not really $1 million toward Drazan or $3.75 million, towards Betsy. It's $4.75 million, against Tina Kotek, Twee told the outlet. Each candidate has brought in $13.14.16.5 million. We're just getting started. I know people are tired of seeing ads, but sit down and get ready for it, she added. The donation comes as Christine Drazan stands within striking distance of unseating Kotek in a deep blue state that has not elected a Republican governor since Vic Atiyah in 1982. As Breitbart News reported last week, a recent Emerson College poll showed the Oregon House Republican leader actually leading Kotek by 2 points. 36% to 34%. A new Emerson College polling survey shows former Oregon House Republican leader Drazan ahead of former State House Speaker Tina Kotek, D-36% to 34%. 19% of those polled plan to vote for former Democrat State Senator turned independent Betsy Johnson. The poll was conducted between September 30 to October 1 with 796 very likely Oregon voters. The survey's credibility interval, C, similar to a margin of error, is plus or minus 3.4 percentage points. KGW political analyst Len Bergstein concurred with Rebecca Twee that Phil Knight's donation should be seen as a knock against Kotek by potentially putting Drazan on the path to victory. As soon as he sees some polls that say wait a minute, there's a chance that Drazan could win, he's saying well maybe my money could make the difference to push her over the top, said Bergstein. This is not a normal election. We're having fun watching it because we have three original candidates for governor and a lot of interesting twists and turns in the race already, Bergstein added.